send some praise to everybody that made this event possible. All the bands, Larry Kill, Old School Freight Train, Yonder Mountain String Band, Shanty Groove, John Cowan Band, Steve and Gina Seelig, opening up their farm to us, letting us have this place, letting us take over for the weekend. Everybody made it possible, Eden Valley Farm. All right. So without any further ado, I want to give great praise and thanks to Sam Bush Band for helping see this musical vision through and making this all happen and being here 4 straight years. Thank you. All right. I'm not going to talk anymore. Let's hear it for the Sam Bush Band, everybody. Thank you.
system. Tell you, hurt your mom and papa now.
Thank you.
thanks so much for being here at the Appalachian Uprising. Nice to see more of you this year. And I think we're all thankful it's a nice, pleasant, dry evening. Keel and then John Callan, so that's been righteous. That's been awful righteous. Here's a couple of tunes you might not have heard us do before. First one is an old tune originally done. Actually, I learned this off of Bob Dylan's first record. He didn't write this tune. It's an old-time cowboy kind of song we'll do for you.
I believe we're about to get warmed up here. Now we're feeling pretty good, and we know y'all are, so we're gonna do a couple of songs by one of the greatest songwriters that ever wrote one, and I was privileged to play on a lot of jams and a lot of records with him. John Hartford wrote these next couple we're gonna do. This one John originally did on a record called Morning Bugle. That was a really great, one of his best records. And this song is about being on the road. And he wrote this in 5/4 timing. And he used to describe this in a way that would tell you how 5/4 timing worked. He said it was a cross between waltz timing and regular timing. Waltz timing being 1-2-3, 1-2-3, 1-2-3, let's all waltz. And then regular timing just being 1-2, 1-2. She's got it right down front here. I need not go on. So he said it's kind of a cross where you go 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2, 1-2-3, 1-2. So that's how this goes. Think about that when you hear it. If you're going to dance, be very careful, friends. I don't believe they're insured for that here. This is called On the Road. When I go on the road. let's tell you who these fine looking young boys are up here, along with the other two. We have, for your listening and dining enjoyment tonight, you know, we were hoping that we could get a fine banjo picker. And in fact, the very person we hoped would join did in fact do it. And he plays the guitar synthesizer, otherwise known as a synthesizer. And the five-string banjo, he does the low one and the high one. And we couldn't ask for a better banjo picker than from Duncan, Oklahoma, Mr. Scott Vestal. Thank you. And of course, on the guitar, he is from Duncanville, Texas. Well, hold your applause, please, for Texas. We need to go on with the show. But equally talented on acoustic or electric guitar, and a one fine singer. Give it up for Mr. Keith Sewell. Back here on the drums, Risley from Duncan Donuts, New Mexico. He's only two time zones away from his hometown. Feeling pretty good, feeling pretty righteous. A lot of you, you only see a post. Hey, stand up, let him see you there, buddy. Oh, you are standing, okay. He is standing, sorry. He's as good as it gets, and because he can play any kind of music, it lets us experiment a lot, and we love every night we get to play with him. This is Mr. Chris Brown and his drums every night. And of course, on the bass, the man that knows when to put in all the notes and when to leave the space. And he plays the upright bass, the five-string electric, the four-string electric fretless bass. Fine harmony singer, and we're from the same hometown, Bowling Green, Kentucky. Ho! What would we do without Mr. Byron House? There's a song we want to do for Vassa Clemens tonight, who recorded this with John Hartford on the Aerial Plane record. Thank you. Well, I tell you. Okay. All right.
Okay, it can happen.
It's gonna happen.
Hey now.
Hey, let's bring up one of the greatest singers that ever drew a note, ever drew a breath, ever sang a note, Mr. John Cowan.
Thank you, Daddy.
Train of color, it's colored around the valley. I see the sunshine since I don't know where to where I'm stuck in holes of prison. And time keeps dragging on. I hear the train of rolling on down the sun.
It's really hard.
That wasn't really the one we were thinking about, but you know,
it's pretty good.
This goes to show you, John Cowan can sing anything.
Really?
There's a song that back when, way back down in the early 70s, we used to play a lot of festivals. We used to play with a fellow named Willis Allen Ramsey. And he made one album ever. And he's working on his second album now. After 34 years, he's making his second record. Curtis Birch and I have played on this record. It might not come out, but we've played on it. But this is a tune that John and I sang. It might not come out, but we've played on it. But this is a tune that John and I sang. Years ago, called The Ballad of Spider John. Spider John is my main friend. In between fence and the show would be obliged if I could share your company. I'm on my way to nowhere, been running from my past, running from the things I used to be. Well, I know my words will sound strange to you, but if you wait till the song is sung, the story told, you might come to understand why I'm old and dead and people spin and running out of time. But not long ago I held a raw flesh in my hand. I was a supermarket fool, I was a motor bank robbing my own time. I thought I lost my blues. Yes, I thought I'd take it too. I thought I'd find it back to suit my style. And old Spider John, the robber man, long, tall, and handsome. This old Spider John with a loaded hand, taking ransom. Then one day I met Diamond Lil. She was the sweetest thing. I declare that the summer breeze could ever blow my way. Lilies, you had no idea. My illustrious occupation. She thought I was a saint, not a sinner gone astray. Yeah. rider and loving Lily so much. Could not confess his sins, but I knew if he did, she would surely take her leave. But you know that the word got around him, Lily left town and he never saw her again. Tossing and turning, causing his heart to grieve. I was a supermodel, I was a motorbank, stealing pigeons, robbing my own town. I thought I lost her blues, yes, I thought I'd pay the blues. And I thought I'd find a plan to suit my style. And old Spider John, the robber man, long, tall, and handsome. Yes, old Spider John with a loaded hand, taking ransom. That is all my story. It's been these 30 years since I took to the road. Find my precious jewel woman. If you see my lady, won't you give her my regards? Tell her old Spider got tangled in the back that he spun. Spider got tangled in the black web that he spun. John McKellen. That's not all you receive, the entertainment dollar. What time is it, friends? It's Dobro time, that's right. And Dr. Dobro is with us tonight. How y'all doing? We're going to do a couple of songs that Curtis and I, along with Ebo Walker and Courtney Johnson, recorded on Star Day Records. Thank you, Curtis. Curtis knows when I'm having senior moments. He fills in all the blanks for me. Between the two of us, we have one memory left. Here's a couple of songs. to do a couple songs off the very first Newgrass Revival album, the green one, the green album. Yes, the Beatles had the white album. Spinal Tap had the black album. We had the green album. Thank you. All the good colors were already taken. Huh? What can we say? We could do a blue album, Curtis. So here's a tune written by Stephen Brines and Jim Smoke. This is called I'm Just a Cold Sailor. I have been to Kansas, where the street lights freeze your soul, and a single night is long. Been 6 months at the pole, where a man's heart seizes on when the sovereigns call, and passive cards fill twisted shapes upon the harbor walls. Just a cold sailor standing here alone, a cold sailor wishing I was home, a cold sailor. So much. We're going to do another one now that's kind of, well, you know what? Back when we recorded it, we thought it was pretty progressive. Now it sounds like bluegrass. so this one, somebody just said, play one for Courtney. You're right. Let's do this for Courtney Johnson tonight. And Courtney and Curtis and I recorded this, and the man that wrote it was a bass player, our bass player named Ebo. So, are you feeling good up here? Hope you all feel as good as we do. This was also off of the Green album, and we're going to ask Scott to kick this one off. We're going to burn it up. This one's called Whisper My Name. Hey, let's get the Dr. Dobro to play one. Come on, Dr. Dobro. This is an old Flattens Grudge tune. He plays like Scruggs, I sing flat. It works great. To play one for you called the Randy Lynn Rag. we jam on a couple more? You okay? Can you hang? Can you hang? could be a pirate. Well, I'd sail the ocean blue way before the big lights started sailing there too. Well, I'd bury most of my treasure, so I would leave a big hole. And the only real sense of pleasure that I feel is we
Thank you.
Church on the slap guitar, the go-go. Wish that I could be an outlaw, running from the law sometimes. No vigilante against the seasons, but I can't help but rewind. Mention of a couple of pals that work with us every night that make our life so easy because they work so hard. All we have to do is stand here and play. It's all played for us. So we'd like to thank Mr. Zachary Berry on the Out Front Sound from Dallas, Texas. Thank you, Zachary. On the stage sound, Rob Stokes, road manager from Louisville, Kentucky. That's Louisville, if you know what you're talking about. Let's give it up for the people here at Appalachian Uprising for making this thing happen for us. Really great to see a lot more campers this year and a lot more people. So thanks for being with us. Thanks to John Callen and Curtis Birch for sitting with us up here. Here's a Bob Dylan song we're going to jam on a little bit for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Curtis Birch. Again. Scott Vestal. Keith Sewell. Chris Brown. And Byron House.
Sam Bush.
Because we got a lot of great musicians we'd like to jam with a little bit. Lean on the mandolin is one of the best pickers I've ever met. Sure, old Jeffy on the guitar, he feels like playing. The Cow wants to play some. John Callen wants to come up here. What we got now? Gnome wants to play a little bit on the five string. Larry Q, are you around, Larry? Come on. 32. Come on. 47. Come on. 106. He finally made it. Thank you. Just a second now, because Zach on the sound out front, he's going to kick my ass after all. Are going to be here all night. Give us a second now. We just want to make sure all these five musicians can be heard. Is that too much to ask? I think not. Hey, how many people have been to the festival all 4 days? I'm not riding with any of y'all. Just a couple instruments. Ready? It ain't quite on yet. Give us a second. I mean, just a second now. Jeff out front here? Yeah? Yeah? Okay. Take a second now. We'll be right with you. Give us a second. Hey, it's Appalachian Uprising. What are you going to do with it except wait on us, okay? Well, we got Wayne all plugged in. Now we're just trying to get Mr. Audrey plugged in. And then we're going to make sure Nolan's on. You got the other banjo yet, Zach? Yes? You're on out front, Nolan. We just ain't got you up here. Child, thank you. Anything yet? Anything? Nothing? Anything? Bueller? Bueller? Anyone? 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 Bueller? 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 Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? How about you, Kurt? Are you still on? Here's your art. Well, Jed, all I say is
to them beat trust wine.
to a John Hartford song we recorded years ago in the Newgrass Boys, and Curtis played the dobro, and Papa played the dobro this away. This is one of the best jamming tunes you could ever jam on. John and I sang a duet on this back when we made the record of it. I know he still knows the part, and I'll try to do it myself. Scott Arama Ding Dong, kick us off on the steam-powered aerial plane. We'll be right back. Well, since there's no request, we're going to do exactly what we'd like to, which is, of course, what we always do. Let's hear it for the John Callen Band. Larry Keel Band. Hey, where's Larry? Where the hell is Larry Keel?
Larry, where the hell are you?
Curtis came up here, and he's older than all. Curtis Bird's older than all of us, and he managed to stay awake for it.
You know Larry, he's back there with the geometry book open on his lap.
When John Callen feels like singing, you better let him do it now. That's the way I feel about it. Oh, Lordy, I'm feeling the love. I'm feeling the love. Hope you realize you only get this at Appalachian Uprising. You don't get this everywhere in the world. Oh, no.
You know, because in most states, there's a law prohibiting both of these bands from performing together, so.
Especially with Curtis Birch up here.
That's right.
Kurt, if I get funky, would you do the special thing you know I like?
Where's my Pepsi?
There are no more Pepsis.
God damn it, where's my Pepsi?
Pepsi. I want Pepsi.
Courtney drank it.
Where's Pepsi?
Curtis drank it.
What?
Curtis drank your Pepsi.
I need a Pepsi.
Oh, Curtis drank it.
What?
There's no more Pepsi.
I want a Pepsi.
Curtis drank it.
Who?
Curtis.
I want a Pepsi. You're not telling the whole story. You're leaving something out.
Okay, what part did we leave out? Maybe we shouldn't go into that part.
I want Pepsi.
Thank you.
don't even care if you can keep hanging. We're going to play another one. I mean, we love you all. Let's play another one. It takes John Cowan and I to keep doing Bill Monroe tunes. There's another Bill Monroe number. And if Bill was here, he would certainly say, I don't like them. They are no part of nothing.
What do you do?
We know that Bill Monroe was the father of bluegrass music. I reckon. That's right, we do. I guess I'm the mother. No, Monroe, every time Bill Monroe would walk by and see me, he goes, there goes the mother. So I reckon I'm the mother of bluegrass. Thank you. Thank you so much. Here's a song about Byron's and John and mine's home state. Well, John's adopted home state. Curtis Burch's adopted home state,
Kazakhstan.
I'm going back to old Kentucky. I'm
Bush Band!
Thank you.